our members are close to full capacity. We can't recruit staff. The supply simply isn't here in the country. Without access to non-EA workers, we just cannot recruit enough people within Ireland. But for example, in Ireland, there was about 2,000 people last year who qualified with a QPY Level 5 healthcare assistance. That's just not enough. And of those people, not all will work for home carers.
And indeed, home carers require a very specific kind of level of care. They have to be independent, they have to have their own car to maybe travel to the individual's home. And as we know, there are more people coming, you know, getting into their older age, people are living longer, home care services are needed more. So do you feel that the HSE, the Department of Health, aren't listening to your concerns that these vacancies need to be filled?
Yeah, well, if you look at the HSE tender, it doesn't really account for travel time or travel mileage. So for someone who's travelling for 5 minutes, they get paid the same as someone who's travelling for half an hour, as per the HSE contract.
And indeed, here in Donegal, we have a very particular needs. We have a lot of rural areas, or indeed lack of public transport. People who need to be able to get around to be able to provide home care services, perhaps more here than in other places. So this lack of availability, what would you call on the government to do specifically to aid the sector?
For rural Ireland, if you look to Australia, they have a scale which ranks an area from 1 to 7 based on how urban or rural they are. So that would be a first good step. If we have better access to education, apprenticeship scheme or an Earn As You Learn program, and to open up recruitment from outside the EEA.